So I hope the Lord will bless just for a few minutes of time. And I wish, Brother Junior, that I can sometime put my preaching in a CD like they do and just run it over again. And let everyone listen to this again, you know. But it don't happen that way. It don't happen that way. But I know that God is still God, Brother Lon, and He's still sitting at the throne right today. But I know it won't be long until He says it's time to come home, Brother Larry, and we won't worry about the tanker truck no more, and we won't worry about nothing anymore. We'll be happy forevermore because we'll have no remembrance, Brother Junior, of the things that we one time knew. It'll be gone, Brother Fred. Now that's what the Bible says. I know that sometimes I bust people's bubbles. I know that, Brother Junior. I know that they got things all figured out that's just the way it is because they've been taught that way. But that ain't the way the Bible explains it, Brother Junior. I'm just telling you today that right here's the only thing that I know. It's the only thing that I know, Brother Roger. And it's the only thing that I want to preach to people what God has given me. And if God don't give me nothing, I cannot give it away. It's that plain and that simple. I know that He told Moses, what did He tell Moses to do? To go and do what? To open his mouth. Did he not, Brother Fred?
I'll fill it.
And who would fill it? He said, I'll fill his mouth. So therefore today I'm glad and thankful that God, and I thought, Brother Junior, when I went home, I remembered it come back to me. I got on the 23rd Psalms there for a while, and I hardly ever even mentioned the 23rd Psalms because it's so quoted so many times. Yeah. But I wanted everybody, Brother Corey, to understand what the 23rd Psalms really says. He is my shepherd. Not going to be, Brother Lon, but already, Brother Junior. Somebody said, well, he's not my shepherd. Then you're not born again. That's the way it is. Brother Lon, he is my shepherd. What I shall not want, what about that? I'm thankful to God, Brother Doc, but I don't want. What do you mean you don't want? I don't want for salvation no more, Brother Junior, because I already have it. I've already got salvation. But the natural man is always wanting and wanting and wanting. I'm always wanting something. But I want you to know, Brother Doc, I've never wanted salvation no more after I obtained it, Brother Jim. Somebody may not understand that, but I want you to know that, yes, Brother Lon, salvation, what is it of? It is of the Lord. And I want you to know, salvation is what? It's deliverance. Is it not, Brother Junior? What is it delivered from? Delivered unto sin, unto what? Unto eternal life. That's what it is, Brother Lon. I don't know where God will bless me or not, but I want to preach if God wants me to preach. Somebody said, well, God wants you to preach all the time. That He does, but sometimes I've tried to preach myself and somebody said, I don't believe that. And Brother Junior, I've done it. I don't care to admit it. But I want you to know when God blesses me, I'd rather do it than anything that I've ever done. But I want you to know that God has delivered me from sin, brethren. You're what the Bible said, and you all pray just for a minute of time. He said, God has shown you out of what, Brother Junior? Out of the world, and therefore you no more of the world. And who was he talking to, Brother Junior? He wasn't talking to this man right here, Brother Lon, because today, yesterday, brethren, you all pray just for a minute of time, that God will bless me, just for a minute, Brother Fred, yes. He said, I have chosen you out of the world, and therefore you're no one of the world. Brother Lon, but I know that I have to live in the world, but I want you to understand someday soon, Brother Lon, someday soon I'm going home. Brother Fred, what are you going home for? I'm going to live in a country, Brother Jim, where I'll never die. And today, today I love the Lord today more than anything that I know of. Why do you love Him, Brother Junior? For the simple reason that He first loved me. Brethren, as the Bible said, Brother Lon, for God so loved the world that He did want, that He gave His only begotten Son into the world. Yes, today, what for, Brother Junior? For whosoever should believe upon Him, I should not perish, but one and have everlasting life. And you heard Brother Junior say, to know God is eternal life. Oh, Brother Fred, how must I know Him? I must know Him in pardon and remission of my sin. And I tried everything I could to save myself. Oh, Brother Fred, but I couldn't do that. But when Jesus come in, and you know what? It didn't take Him long, Brother Fred, to save me. Oh, today, how long did it take Him, Brother Larry, to save me? Just that quick, Brother Junior. He spoke peace to my soul. Why did He do that, Brother? Because I cried to Him, Brother Larry. Oh, my friend, I went everywhere I know to go, and I prayed, Brother Junior. I know Mommy was praying for me, and Daddy was praying, and many people were praying for me, but they couldn't save my soul, but I knew who could, Brother Junior. Oh, my Roger, I said, Lord, it looks like I'm going to die and go to hell, Brother Fred. But you know what? Here's what I told Him, Brother Junior. I said, everything I got, I give to You. All it's gone, Lord, is Yours. I don't want anything no more. All is my soul to be saved. And Brother Dog, and God come down, and he saved my soul. And He put me on a road somewhere, Brother. What road are you on, Brother Lon? Oh, I'm on the road to heaven, Brother Larry. And I want you to know today, the lion's whelps never trotted this road. The vultures I've never seen it, Brother Fred. Only the white money is on that road, Brother Junior. Only the pure is on that road, Brother Junior. But Brother Jim, I want you to know I'm on the road by myself, Brother Kenny, they call. There's many on that road, Brother Fred. There's many traveling the road, and where does the road lead to, Brother Lon? It leads upward, Brother Junior. Today, because my Bible teaches me, Brother Junior, that heaven is up and hell is down. You know what? So the road's leading me upward, Brother Fred. You know what? And the Bible said, I like this, in a way, Brother Junior, lead me to the rock that's what, Brother, that's higher than I am, Brother Brian. I love the rock, Brother. And you know, the Bible said that a man receive a little white stone. And how many stones are there, Brother? There's only one stone, Brother. And the stone that rolled down out of the mountain. And Brother Lon, oh, Brother Fred, that stone that rolled down on the mountain. And I want you to know, what did it feel, Brother Junior? How did it feel, the whole world? But you know something, Brother Dog, when that stone come to me, and I want you to know, it broke my heart to pieces, Brother Dog. And you know what he done? He performed a surgery on me, Brother Junior. Oh, what did he do, Brother Kenny? He took out that old stony heart. And what did he do, Brother Ed? Yes, Brother Fred, he took out the old stony heart. And what did he do? He put in a heart of flesh, a heart of love for me. And you know what? And they say we don't know nothing, Brother Junior, but getting back to the little stone and a little white stone, Brother Junior. And no man knows it except he that won and received it. And so if the man receives it, he knows it, Brother Fred. Who is that stone, Brother? Yes, that stone is Jesus. And that rock is Jesus. And the one that the builders rejected. And the Bible said that he come to his own. And his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, what did he do? He gave them the power to become the sons of God. And so therefore today, Brother Junior, it's time that we stand on the rock, Brother. Today, it's time we stand on what does say the Word of God. It's time that we declare His Word, Brother, unto a lost and dying world. Because this world is on its way down to a devil's hell. And Brother Ivory used to say, and I was on my way down to a devil's hell. How many times you heard him preach it, Brother Junior? Yes, I was on my way down to a devil's hell. But you know what? The works of me didn't save me. Brother Junior said, the works of Brother Baxter didn't save me. But I'll tell you why, Brother Junior, the works of them old preacher men had an effect on my soul, Brother. Somebody said, I don't believe that. But it did, Brother Fred. If I thought I didn't have an effect on people, I'd quit and go home, Brother Junior. And because I believe there's a necessary for us to stand and preach, and Brother Ron, to tell people, when you go home tonight, you tell Linda about the simple thing that happened over here, and how simple it is, and Brother Jim, that we can be here 1 minute and gone the next, Brother Kenny. But you know what, Brother John? Lord, I feel good tonight. You know what, Brother John? If God calls me tonight, I'm going home, Brother Ron. I'm going there to die no more, Brother Dog. I'm not hurting now. Today, I'm in the spirit now. And to be absent from the body is to be present with one, with the Lord. And so therefore today, let's go all together, church. Let's draw together. And so even the wind can't blow between us. Today, let's let the Jesus be the moderator. Let's let Jesus be the song leader. Let's let Him be our leader and guide. And we'll do well if we do that. You know, Jana, she began to talk to me. And she said, Brother Terry, I love you. And she said, I said, I feel that God saved my soul. But she said, I can't get up enough nerve to join the church. Her family calls her a lot of problems, Brother Junior. You know what? None of them even there today. And I called and called. And I don't let this out. So therefore, somebody said it's easy to live the life they're living. You don't know, Brother Junior. You're not in her family. And I'm not either. So let's not be judges of things. But you know what, Brother Ron? She said, I found it hard to accept God's will. But she said, I don't know why I can't join the church. But you know what, Brother Junior? I leave it up to her. And I said, when God calls you and puts you there, you come and it'll be all right. Oh, it long. It's time that we understand that people have problems, Brother Lon, and we ain't the only one that's got problems, Brother Lon. We need to sympathize with people, Brother Larry. You know what? I'd travel my last mile, Brother Larry, if I thought I could save somebody. But I can't save them, Brother Lon. But if I thought I had the words, Brother Junior, that would turn the ill, I would go, Brother Junior.
Yeah. Amen.
I would go. Somebody said, I don't understand that, Brother Lon. But I do, because somebody, I don't understand things that they ain't been there, Brother Junior. I couldn't make myself leave over there today. I had you on my mind, all of you all, because I love you so much, and I worried about you. But I had to wait, Brother John, until it was an appropriate time to leave. And so therefore I know that God was there, but I want you to understand something. That people need comforting at times.
Yes, right.
They need understanding. And sometimes, like the old saying, they just need a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah,
you ever think about it, people?
Absolutely, yeah.
People just need something every now and then. Need a little comforting word. It don't have to be a long speech. But it could be just say something that I love you.
Yes.
And I care for you.
Yes.
I care for you. Is it always pleasant?
No.
You know, Brother John, I poured my heart out to him going through the door Sunday. Brother John, I love you. But I poured my heart out to you knowing how things is sometimes. But I'm willing to go on. And Brother Junior's willing to go on to be spent for the cause of Christ. Are you willing to do the same? You should be, people. You should be. You should be. I'm not saying to deny your job. I'm not saying to forsake your life that you can't prepare for your children. I'm not saying that, Brother Lon. I'm telling you that there's got to be time out for God.
That's right.
There has to be time in your life for Jesus, Sister Carol.
Right.
There has to be. If you take no time for Jesus, how do you expect Him to take time for you?
Absolutely.
Why should He? But He does anyway. But why should He? Why does He, Brother Lon? It's called grace, brethren.
Amen.
That's why He does. So today, I wasn't where I was Sunday, but I felt good. I felt good. I really did. Yeah. I cannot, Brother Junior, 20-some years I've been trying to figure this out. And I ain't figured it out. Sometimes. But Brother Corbett, I told Brother Junior, in a year's time, I can count on my hands when I get to high as I did Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I may be blessed. And you people ain't never tried this preaching business. You have no idea what it's like. It's sometimes it's awful. It's just, I mean, I don't mean to be that mean, but sometimes it just feels so bad. It just feels so bad. And sometimes you lay the bed and you roll and you toss and you cry and you go on and you think, Lord, what have I done?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, people. It ain't always what you've done. Sometimes it's what you haven't done. You know that's just as important. Sometimes everybody said, look what I've done. Well, what haven't you done? What haven't you done? That's the thing. A lot of times, Brother Corbett, what haven't you done? So I've done the best that I could. I felt good, and I try not to be too lengthy anymore, and I do the best I can. And